your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you on September 14th, 2025 from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. So, first of all, we have officially moved into our new office space. Yay! Thank goodness. It's been a journey. What can I tell you? I will share with you that the first space that I looked at and signed a lease for seemed very nice. It was very Palm Springs-y, old Hollywood style kind of setup, and had an atrium in the middle of the main area, and it was just really, really nice. Fortunately, thank the good Lord, I got the keys 5 days before move-in date, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to go over and just take some measurements and just check on things, and thank goodness I did, because apparently this place had water leaks and a major flood in the kitchen. And so when I got there, the inside of the cabinets were all moldy and there was a horrible stench in the kitchen, and also some dead rodents, not mice, but bigger ones. I think they're called RATS, rats. Of course, I freaked out, called the realtor and said, the deal's off, which left me with 4 days to find new office space. And this was Thursday, right before Labor Day weekend. So, of course, I was panicking. I'm only human, but the good Lord provided. And one of the original spaces that I had looked at, but chose not to pursue because it is in a 55 plus community. I just don't want to admit that I'm over 50, barely 55. But anyway, so I contacted that the owner of that property, and she said, yeah, come on over. Took a look at it. I thought, well, you know, this will work. This is good. And took care of business right there on Saturday before Labor Day, and, you know, didn't have to change my moving date. So 3 days later, we started moving in. So with that said, I know we had some trouble with our website with the contact form. So I've been back and forth in the last 10 days with our website provider, and it appears that the contact form has been hijacked. So we are going to delete that form and create a new one. So give me a couple days to facilitate that with them. The contact form is still up, but just don't use it. Okay. Just, it's just not good. So I don't know how this happened, but this is the first time ever in my life that I've been hijacked or any part of my website. So please bear with me. The website is still working. The rest of it's fine. It's all secure. We took care of that. You know, you can still go and find out what you need, the information you need from us. Okay. With that said, okay. So now moving on, now that we're moved, and today, actually, I just finished unpacking my office and setting up, and that's why we are talking here this evening. We are going to start scheduling workshops again. And one of the things I want to remind you folks is that you don't have to wait for me to schedule a workshop, the Discipline Trader workshop. You know, primarily, most traders want the one-on-one experience. So, you know, if you're hesitating about coming to a group workshop, and the group workshops are really just 10 traders or less, because there is a lot of material to get through, and they usually have a lot of questions. And I like to keep it intimate, because what I want to do is like I've done for 30 years, is I want you, those traders that attend the workshop, to get to know each other, and then they can, you know, stay in contact after the workshop, and have your own little trading group. I mean, you know, Mark Douglas and I have done this forever, and I continue to do that. However, in this day and age, I know a lot of people are very private, and a lot of you are working at discretionary firms. So, you know, you may not want to be with a group. So the one-on-one workshop is still my most popular. That's the workshop that I do most of the time, and that can be done anytime at your convenience. So just keep that in mind, that you don't have to do a group setting. And I'll put a more complete description on the website about that, because I guess I wasn't clear. So the workshops that we're going to be coming up to in the fall, these are going to be like little webinars, and that's going to give you a good taste of what we provide. And it'll be a good way for you to get your feet wet, knowing how I can work with you. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got four webinars coming up. And that's going to start in October. And we're going to talk about living with a trader. And that is our life coaching for traders and their families, spouses or families. What trading psychology is, and the need for the specific mindset that traders need today. That's another webinar. Dressing for success, as we've touched on recently. You know, you can't roll out of bed and sit there in your pajamas without brushing your teeth or waking up or showering and think you're at work. And so we're going to talk about that in a webinar. And then the one leading up to my new book, The Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader, we're going to be talking more in depth about faith and wealth. Now, this is something that a lot of you balk at, and I understand. You know, I get it. But if you don't believe in anything, like a higher power, if you don't believe in God or angels or saints or things like that, then you don't understand the reason for our existence. God put us here on earth to learn unconditional love with everything, with the plants, with the animals, with each other, with Him. And also, God provides us with everything. Now, at times we may not think He does. We may not think He hears us, but that's usually because we're not listening. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But, you know, I've shared a lot of my personal journey with you folks at times, and I freely admit when I have not listened or I have not heard what was being told to me to guide me, and suffered for it. Maybe not greatly every time, but, you know, there will be times when I look back and say, oh, yeah, I got that signal. I, you know, that was a red flag. Why wasn't I listening? But I don't beat myself up over it. Okay. It just is what it is, because God also gave us free will. So we can pick and choose when we listen to Him. We can pick and choose when we ask Him for help. But ultimately, He's there 24/7. So if we want His help, we want His guidance, it's always there. We just have to tune into His frequency. So that's what we're going to be moving forward on in a lot of ways, coming up with the webinars and the new books and stuff like that, because it's really important for traders to understand that without God in your life in some fashion, Now, that doesn't mean you have to go to church or temple every week. All I'm saying is you have to have a connection to your higher power to create the type of wealth that you want as a trader, and to create the type of relationships you want in your life that are positive. Everything in your life comes from God. I know this. Mark Douglas knew that. Everything that we receive is from God. However, we will receive only what we think we deserve. That's the difference. Now, God could hand us $1 million tomorrow, but we would probably walk right by it if we didn't feel we deserved it. And I'm going to give you a good example of this in the next segment, because we may be blinded to thinking, well, he hasn't answered this prayer or he hasn't answered that prayer. But when you are selectively asking, then you are selectively listening for the answer to your prayer. That's the way it works, folks. Now, I know I've told you the story about my good friend who was having financial challenges after she retired, and she was just living on her Social Security. And she said, well, I don't understand why, you know, God isn't providing for me. Well, in the meantime, after she retired, she got an offer of no less than 3 jobs to work as a stager, you know, for when they have viewings for homes. And these were from big realty companies. And they said, hey, you know, we'll pay you cash, you know, because we know you're on Social Security. And they were going to pay her $1,500 each house that she staged. Now, that's a lot of money in cash. And she turned them down because she said she didn't like the realty companies. So in essence, God answered her prayer. But she didn't see it that way. And her prayer to God was she would thank God every day for giving prosperity to everyone else on the planet except herself. And when I talked to her about that, I said, well, why don't you ask God for prosperity? She had a heart attack and said, no, you can't ask God for money. Well, yes, you can. You can ask God for anything. So let's think about that and take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, so there's a couple things I want to talk about a little bit here today. I guess we all know or have heard about the assassination of Charlie Kirk on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. And I will share with you, I didn't know him that well in terms of his social media. I didn't follow him per se. I don't follow anybody, okay? I'm not on social media except sporadically. But the times that I did listen to him, I really was amazed at his calmness. I was amazed so many times that when I listened to him, when what I would call, as Mark used to call people, when these idiots would get up in front of the microphone and try and trap him and with their indoctrination of hate. And it just impressed me so greatly that he never got angry. Not that I saw. And I'm watching this on social media and I'm screaming at my computer at these idiots being so rude. And then I would get sad thinking these young people are lost. They're just so lost. They have been taught to hate instead of taught to think. And one of the reasons that I did listen to him on occasion was his message was similar to mine. And I'm not putting myself in his category, make no mistake by any stretch. But what I do with traders is to help traders think. What Charlie Kirk was doing was helping young people to realize that they have been taught not to think. They have been taught to hate. And was he a Christian? Yes. Was he a Republican? Yes, I believe he was. But his message wasn't political. His message was full of faith. His message was encouraging. His message was, there's a better life. There's a bigger life. There's a bigger picture. And why can't we just talk about it together? And that was not lost on me. Now, I didn't know how old he was until he was murdered. I thought he was probably in his 40s because he had such wisdom that I almost felt humbled even just listening to him on my computer. I felt, I got nothing on this guy. But, you know, to each their own. And, you know, to every student, there's a teacher, and every teacher, there's a student. And my mission is not his mission. So, you know, I had to work through that a little bit because I really was so impressed with him. And I just thought, man, you know, he's going to do some great things in life. He's just going to be rocking and rolling, and this country is going to be so much better for having him be a part of it. And I was excited. You know, it's been a long time since I've been excited about this country moving forward in positive ways. And I think we are now with the current administration. And again, I'm not being political, but, you know, things are moving forward, you know, the bringing in money to the country instead of the country bleeding out. You know, we're getting rid of bad guys. You know, this is the way things are supposed to be run. You know, running a country is a business. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they don't understand the dynamics of what it takes to make a capitalist system work. So, that's not the point. The point is that we can only guess at the motive of the assassin. He may, you know, his grandmother was in the LA Times. There was a half-page article about how he was misunderstood and he was a good kid and all this kind of stuff. I'm sorry. So now he's the victim. And I find that really offensive. And for those of you listening, if you take offense to my words, that's your prerogative. And I will do a Charlie Kirk right now and tell you, you are entitled to your opinion. Just don't hate because of it. We all need to learn how to get along. This is the way I was raised. I was raised that everyone was equal. Didn't matter how much money you made, where you lived, what color your skin was, what faith you belonged to, if you even believed in God at all. I never encountered any hatred towards law enforcement till I moved to California. And it was beyond belief. It was just astounding to me. And when I started working with the sheriff's department as one of their chaplains, I will tell you that I got a lot of hate, so much hate. That's why I got off social media. So I have to hand it to Mr. Kirk for being far more brave than I am. He had far more courage than I have. And he's far younger than me. And he was an inspiration. And he is an inspiration to me because he has now, this situation has given me the courage to stop remaining silent. When I say silent, all I mean is that I won't do business with people who hate America. I don't tell them that's why I don't do business with them. I just tell them that I can't work with them. I'm not qualified. And that is true. I am not qualified to work with people who hate America. I love this country, good, bad, or indifferent. Even when, you know, candidates that I didn't vote for got into office, I didn't hate them. I didn't hate this country. I didn't hate what was going on in the country. I may not have been happy about it, but I didn't hate. And I didn't attack. So if we can take anything away from this discussion, just sit back and look at yourself. Take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, who do I hate? Who am I angry at? And be honest, because the only time you hate someone or you're angry at someone is because they are showing you what you could be. And that young man that murdered Charlie Kirk knew he could never, ever be anything like Charlie Kirk, and he couldn't deal with it because he wasn't taught how to deal with adversity. He wasn't taught how to think. He wasn't taught how to understand how to self-reflect and come to terms with your own, what you envision are your own failings. There's nothing wrong with failing. There's nothing wrong with feeling insecure. There's nothing wrong with feeling stupid. It's just part of the learning curve of life. And I've shared that with you guys, my own journey. When you feel stupid, ask questions, but be open to listen to the answers. And this is especially true for traders. Don't hold it in. Don't think, oh, this guy on the internet's going to tell me what it is. Some guy you don't even know. Charlie Kirk let everyone know exactly who he was. He was not anonymous. He was out there. We knew who he was. We knew his family. We knew his kids. We knew his company. He was real. And that's why people hated him, because he was real. I'm getting worked up here today because it really affected me more than I imagined. So we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna continue this dialogue a little bit longer. Okay?
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, I've composed myself. I will be honest with you folks. I have had a really hard time assimilating this event in my life. As I said previously, I did not know him that well. But what I did know of him was so profound that it really amazed me. So we have to stop and think, what is the real, you know, meaning behind this? What is the purpose? Why would God allow this to happen? I mean, you know, it depends on what your perspective is, but I know this is a show about trading, but you know, I couldn't trade Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't even know if I'm going to trade next week because I have to assimilate the death of this, the murder of this young man, and the damage that is going to inflict on his wife and his children who were there in the audience and witnessed it. And the fact that everyone on social media, everyone who was filming it, blasted it across social media until President Trump came in and said, take it down, or whoever said to take it down. I mean, I know he said to, but I don't know if they did it because he said it. But, you know, how crass is that? Have we as a society truly, truly lost all semblance of decency? Come on. And how many of you traders out there were watching that video? How many of you out there sought out that video to watch it? What would be the reason for you to watch it? What does that have to do with your trading? Absolutely nothing. So any one of you out there that watched that video is part of the problem. And I'm busting your chops here today. I did not watch the video. I didn't even know it was out there until it was taken down. And I was absolutely disgusted to think that anybody would have that out there. That's sick. That is really sick and demented. And I'm saying this out loud, people. And if you want to castigate me for it, feel free, because this has to end. This has to stop. I don't care who's behind these paid protesters, these paid assassins. I don't care who it is. We all know who it is. We all know the people behind it. I don't care who they are. The bottom line is each one of you out there has to make the choice to stop indulging these sickos by watching the videos, by going online and starting up with your conspiracy theories, which are all over the place now. Oh, it wasn't him. You know, he's just the fall guy. And who's the guy on the phone here? And who's the guy laughing over here? Come on, people. Any one of you traders that's making any comment about this other than to say, rest in peace and send prayers to his family, you will never make it as traders. Because you don't even get the meaning of life. This is a tragedy that never should have happened, ever. Just like the poor Ukrainian girl that got stabbed to death on the subway. Hey, the only people that had it in the media were Fox News. All the other media kept it quiet for 10 days. 10 days! And this guy was a career criminal. And as far as I'm concerned, the judge that kept letting him out, and the last judge that let him out, by the way, who doesn't even have a law degree, that is a fact, she did not pass the bar, she should go to jail. Now, I'm getting off tangent here, but I'm just telling you, I'm done. I'm not going to protest. I'm not going to be out saying anything other than I'm sharing with you. I love this country. I love America. It's the land of freedom. It's the land of plenty. That's why we're all traitors. But you have to stay focused on the good, and you have to step into the light and stay into the light. And as we've talked about previously, you have to have your armor on. You have to have your armor on. And with regard to this poor girl, this poor Ukrainian girl who left the war over there to come here to stay alive, and she gets murdered on the subway by a career criminal. Well, I'm going to tell you, WBGS, the station carried the news about it, and Starnes Media was among the first to cover that story. And mainstream media never said one word. So to those of you traders out there that are watching mainstream media, good luck with that. Because that's a choice you're making to not live in the light. And that's a fact. Now, I'm being a little controversial here today, and I understand that, but I am so gravely upset by this murder, these last few murders, that I have to speak out. I don't think I can be the silent majority any longer. That doesn't mean I'm going to be talking about it every week. I'm just letting you know, I love this country, but the bad people need to be in jail. Period. With that said, I just want you to know that I care about all of you, and I hope you do truly believe in God, because God provides all. And I'm going to, in the next segment, I'm going to explain how he took care of me just the last couple months. But in the meantime, let's light a candle for Charlie Kirk's family. Let's think about how rough it's going to be for his wife and children to travel down this uncharted path. I can't imagine seeing my husband assassinated in front of me. I can't even imagine what that would be like. And that's the vision that she has to live with the rest of her days. Fortunately, her children are probably young enough that they may not remember it. But let's keep Mrs. Kirk in our prayers. Let's keep the entire family in our prayers. Let's keep America in our prayers. And stand strong, folks. Live your truth. Live who you are. Don't be afraid. It doesn't mean you have to vocalize it, but just live it. Be the example of light by living the light, like I do here each week with you guys. I'm here to encourage you and bring you a positive message. And I hope it gets through to you. I truly do. I'm being honest how humbled I am by this event, how disturbed I am, how upset I am, and how I'm still crying days later, as well as many of my friends. They're in shock. They don't know how to assimilate it. And we're going to assimilate it by picking up that fallen flag. Just like in the military, when the flag bearer is in the front heading into battle, when he falls, the next soldier picks it up. And I think that's what's going to happen with the situation with Charlie Kirk. The people that orchestrated this thought they would bring about a certain end. And all they're doing was creating a new beginning for this country, a brighter, lighter, joy-filled, life-filled, prosperity era for the United States of America. Charlie Kirk will be missed, but his vision will not end. It did not die. It's only just begun. If you have questions or comments about this and you want to have a dialogue about it, feel free to contact me. I'm open to discuss things one-on-one, and we'll move it forward. Okay, so that's my sermon for today. I really needed to say this. And this is who I am. This is who I've always been. You know, Mark Douglas and I have always been private people, but the time for that, I think, is long, long gone. I think it's time for more of us to step up to the plate and say our truth and live our truth. And Charlie Kirk was so brave. He had that extra ounce of courage, just like the 12 disciples of Jesus. Did they know what was going to happen? Did they know where they were going? No. But they took that leap of faith. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk was showing all of us. Take that leap of faith. you can take a leap of faith in your own way. I'm not suggesting that anybody should do it in the same fashion that Charlie Kirk did. I know I won't, but if you do choose to do it that way, that's what's right for you. So let's learn from these tragedies. Let's not just say, oh my gosh, that was so sad, and then, you know, dismiss it as yesterday's news, because it's not yesterday's news. This is today. It's going to be today for Mrs. Kirk and her family forever. She doesn't get to throw out the newspaper. She has to live this every day. And we, as a community of believers, as children of God, we need to live it every day and understand the tragedy that not only affected her and her family, but the rest of us, whether peripherally, but it still affects us. And we need to work on that. We need to live in the light. We need to embrace God now more than ever. I hope you will share this journey with me forward, folks, because it's going to be great. So let's rock and roll together with God as our leader and make tons of money as traders. And again, send prayers to Charlie Kirk and his family. Okay, so first and foremost, I do want to thank my station hosts here and the production crew and everyone here at WBGS for being the light and allowing me to have my show and also to carry the stories that the mainstream media does not or will not show, and making a difference in this world. So I really, you know, to you folks out there, you should really tune into the other shows here on this station, because they really are worthwhile. So I just want to say thank you for that. As I said earlier, the last couple months of my life had been really tough. Everything I tried to do fell apart. And, you know, the last office I had, we had internet problems and Wi-Fi problems for almost 8 months. And it was just a nightmare. And I know a lot of you couldn't reach me. And then I had the problems with GoDaddy and my website, because GoDaddy instituted AI instead of having live people make the edits. And, you know, my website was down for weeks at a time, and it was just awful. And throughout all those months, I kept saying to God, like, what am I doing wrong? What is going on? And I didn't hear any answer. And so I thought, okay. So I just kept plugging along, doing what I normally do and, you know, banging on doors, trying to force things. And it just kept getting worse. And so when I made the decision to move my office and found this other place, I thought, okay, hallelujah. You know, and then, of course, 5 days before I moved, thank God I got the keys before moving day and found out, you know, it was a nightmare. And then the stress of, you know, running around trying to find another place. And so I did find a place. And so I have a landing spot now. And but the trauma of losing business, losing money, you know, not having phone service, not having Wi-Fi, not having, you know, email connections for almost 5-6 months really took its toll. You know, I could have Zoom meetings and poof, you know, they would just go out. And, you know, so I lost a lot of business. A lot of you guys, even my repeat customers, were really annoyed. It's like, well, you know, how can you not have Wi-Fi in this day and age? Well, you know, that's because the building I was in was fighting with their internet provider and stopped paying them. And so the internet provider just turned it off. That's how you can have these kind of problems. Now, it took me months to find that out, but I did. And once I found that out, I said, hey, I'm breaking my lease. You know, you guys are history. And they let me out, so it was not a big deal. But it was a big deal because I had just signed a new lease in February. And when all this stuff started happening, it was crazy. It was just insane. Okay. So in the meantime, my boss at the sheriff's department, I have published his first two books, and he was working on a third book. And during all this mishmash going on, he said, oh, I've got my third book ready for you. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm just not up for this. Now, he's a great writer. He really is. And so publishing his books is a joy because, you know, it's full of spirit, it's full of faith. It's just very uplifting. He really is a man of God. All right. And anyway, I said, okay, fine. You know, send me the book. And I mean, I typed it in. He didn't hear that in my voice. But so I started reading his book to edit it. And I was really at a low point emotionally and spiritually. I mean, I would have to tell you guys, I was probably burnt out emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. I mean, I was crashing. I really was. And I did not physically feel good. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, am I dying? That's how awful it was. So I started reading the chaplain's third book, and it's his journey coming from Africa, from humble beginnings, to America to found a church, a multicultural church here in California. And he never really wanted to leave his homeland, but, you know, God kept directing him otherwise. And anyway, so when he got here, there's a lot of stories involved, and the book is called The Long Walk to the Pulpit. If you want to get a copy of it, the Kindle's out. The paperback is still propagating in Amazon, but it's really a fascinating journey about a man who never thought he would leave his homeland and always thought he'd be a doctor or an engineer, but ended up becoming a pastor. And the stories of everything going wrong led him to write how he understood eventually that, and I'm quoting him, that every closed door was part of a divine redirection. And when I read that sentence in his book, I had to stop and I had to reread it. And I realized that that's what was going on with me. All these closed doors, all these problems, this was part of God's plan, a plan of redirecting me to another path, a path I hadn't been walking ever before. So that was not lost on me. And then that was just last week. And then Charlie Kirk gets murdered. And I realized there's another plan for me here. And I'm going to follow it. I don't know what it is. Obviously, I'll still be working with traders and that sort of thing. But I think it's going to be a little more deep and a little more one-on-one. And it's going to be different. And it's going to be exciting and it's going to be fun. So for all of you traders out there, just remember, every closed door is part of a divine redirection for you with your trading. And we're going to talk more about this in the next show. But in the meantime, feel free to contact me at paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. My cell number is 442-256-0548 for critical events. If you're in the moment, you're having a bad trade. And I wish for you all the blessings of our Heavenly Father. Please pray for Charlie Kirk's family and have a great trading week. And we will talk to you next week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.